familiar with our problems.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Oh, that's for you, Joe Shane, the system is here, Giant Straight Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. I think we're all familiar with your problem. I think the problem is that you are finally embracing the complete rebuild of the New York Football Giants. And I've been thinking about this for a couple days now. And I mean, the Xavier McKinney thing, you're potentially letting your 24-year-old safety walk. You let him hit the free agent market, which he's probably going to get more money long term than he would if you just tagged him for 1 year. Then you allow the likes of Saquon Barkley, of course, to walk. And it makes sense because if you're on a rebuild, you're not going to take $12 million of guaranteed money and place it on a 27-year-old running back when you know there's a potential that you may win 3-4 games next year. Because there would be other places you would like to spend your money. You would probably want to bring in some developmental players, maybe not some high-priced free agents, but guys that are, you know, in their early 20s that have a high upside, high potential. But that would hopefully be the rationale. And then you sit there and you think to yourself, well, the rationale has got to be that your alleged love affair with Daniel Jones is because of the fact that you know that more than likely you're going to get rid of him during the 2025 season, even though you're going to incur that $22 million dead cap number. And hopefully that cap number doesn't move any. So you don't, you know, so in other words, Joe, don't try to restructure Daniel Jones' deal and move some more cap space into his contract into 2025 so you can do more things in 2024. So at the end of the day, I mean, this is truly starting to look like a complete rebuild of the New York Giants. Okay, we're going to back it up over here. Come on, no, move that over here. We're going to take the Xavier McKinney contract. We're going to move that off to the side. Saquon Barkley, no. We're going to put cement there because we need to strengthen the foundation, and hopefully we can move some people around in the draft. No. We don't want that player because of the fact that that's not going to support the roof and support the foundation because we need to redo everything else. That's the only thing I can think of. Truly, it's the only thing I can think of. You're taking one of your best defensive players, you're taking your best offensive player, and you're basically moving them out for nothing. We blasted Gettleman for not trading the likes of Landon Collins or moving on from other players when he had the opportunity to get that compensation. And Joe Shane has pretty much done the best with our two best players, arguably our best offensive and best defensive player. Some people say that Bobby Okereke is the best defensive player. Some people think that it's Kayvon Thibodeau. But honestly, I think one of our best defensive players, if not our best defensive player all around last year, was going to be Xavier McKinney. You're going to say the market is going to be flooded with safeties. He's 24 years old. He can play quasi-safety linebacker. Yeah. I mean, yeah, let's think of it that way. But you have to think now that Joe is embracing the rebuild. I mean, that's truly the only thing I can think of. That he's come to the fruition, the realization that, you know what, we're not going to be good this year, and so we're just going to rebuild it. We're going to strip it down completely and rebuild everything. If he takes a quarterback in the first round, you know that's going to be the case, because he came out last year and even said he got away from his philosophy when he gave Daniel Jones that contract. He got away from his philosophy of not paying out big deals. But then he also gave money to Dexter Lawrence and Andrew Thomas. And I'm not saying those deals were bad deals. I'm not saying the Giants should not have done those. But the Giants should have spaced those contracts out a little bit more so the money isn't maturing at the same time. But that's what you do when you think you come off a 9-win season, you think there's a playoff potential, a playoff opportunity, and you move forward with giving out the contracts. The only problem is now you have almost $90 million in cap space tied up between Daniel Jones, Andrew Thomas, and Dexter Lawrence. That's not a good place to be, Joe. And then I look at the roster, and I've said it before, this roster looks worse than 2021. Let's just take a gander at like our top, I don't know, let's just say 20 guys. You know, contract value-wise. So you got Daniel Jones, should not be there. Andrew Thomas, worth the value. Dexter Lawrence, worth the value. Darren Waller, not worth it. Bobby Okereke, worth the value. Kayvon Thibodeau, he's on a rookie deal, but he's still only $8 million, but $18 million dead cap number. Is he worth the value? Sure. Darius Slayton, not worth the value at $8 million. Graham Gano, not worth the value. When you're looking at your top 15 and your kicker is one of the guys that you have to sit there and say, well, how much value does he have to the team because he's an he's a most potent offensive weapon? There's a problem there. Evan Neal, right now, not worth the value. We got the Nacho. Not even at $4 million, not worth the value. Pinnock and Banks, worth the value. Gilliam, the punter, not worth the value. Wandale Robinson, even though he's only making $2 million, has not shown the complete potential that he can. Let's be honest. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay on the field. Azeez Ojulari, not worth the value. Aaron Robinson, we didn't even know he was still on the team. Joshua Zuzo, we didn't know he was still on the team. Well, we knew he was still on the team. I was joking. John Michael Schmitz, undersized center, who we talked about, who lost weight coming out of college, never gained it back, and never seemed to gain back that strength or learning how to use the leverage yet. Cordell Flott, not worth the value. Carlos Basham, not worth the value. Jalen Hyatt, jury's still out. Daniel Bellinger, jury's still out. Dane Belton, not worth the value. Gary Brightwell, not worth the value. Micah McFadden is right now at his value at $1 million is worth it. DJ Davidson, jury's still out. Deion Jackson, Lord only knows. McKeithen, not worth the value. Anyone, you know, Eric Gregg, Trey Hawkins, Jordan Riley, Ryder Anderson, Tommy DeVito, Tommy Fox, Bryce Ford Wheaton, not worth the value. Where's the talent on this roster? You look at it from afar, you think about it. You examine it, and you see it, and I'm not seeing the value. Guys that would be able to go in and start immediately on other teams. Like, you got to go with Thomas, Lawrence, Okereke. I think Kayvon Thibodeau. So that's four guys. That's four guys on this team that could go and start immediately for other guys. You could say Deontay Banks. Like, I have to see what happens in year two. Jason Pinnock, we have to see what happens when coming back from the injury. Wandale Robinson, I'm not. He would be a third to fourth wide receiver, if not a running back. A third down running back on most teams besides the Giants. There's no value on this roster. You look and you see that we have. We have over $200 million in contracts right now with 49 players, and I don't see high value. I don't. I really don't. And then you're gonna lose Isaiah Simmons, which is not, it's not that big of a loss. I love it how these sites have him projected to get $16 million. Evidently, they didn't watch Isaiah Simmons play the entire season because he really didn't play the entire season. Look how many snaps check out a snap count and then get back to me. You're going to lose Adoree Jackson. You're going to lose McKinney. You're going to lose Barkley. You're going to lose Paris Campbell. Not a big deal. You're going to lose Tyrod Taylor. Not a big deal. Well, Tyrod Taylor is kind of a big deal, but you're probably going to lose Matt Breida. Not a big deal. Where is the value on this roster? The value on this roster is going to be its young players. The value on the roster is going to be who they go out and find in this year's draft. The value on this roster is going to be what they accumulate in reference to talent from last year and the year before and how they maturate into this next season. Because you're looking at your 2022 class. It's not looking that hot, and neither is your 2023 class. So Shane has not been able to find the free agents. If he was a third baseman in baseball and he was Joe Shane up to the plate. I'm sorry, that was the wrong button. I'm sorry. I gotta find the right button.
It's Joe Shane up at the plate, and it's a swing and a miss.
That's what Joe Shane has been recently right now with his draft picks outside of Deontay Banks, which is a home run. I mean, you could say everything you want about Kayvon, but you can't have 7.5 sacks in three games and then don't do nothing for the last six games of the season. Then you forget about the three games at the beginning of the season when you didn't do anything either. You can't sandwich it in. You know, I said it before. It's a Marcus Golden-esque season he had. Let's be honest. The value in this roster is going to be its young talent. The value in this roster is going to be holding on to the cap space. The value of the roster is not to make stupid deals, which is going to project money out for the next 2-3 years and hope those players pan out. That's going to be the value of this roster. So this is going to have to be a rebuild. And I love it because people will tell you right now, and this is what cracks me up, the New York Giants have $149 million in cap space in 2025. I remember in 2020, end of 2022, going into 2023, that I was told we were going to have $150 million in cap space this year, and we have 40. Why? Because right now you only have 25 players under contract. So when you sign these, when you bring in your draft class, when you sign your free agents, all that money is going to matriculate its way into the 2025 cap space. So like we said before, we're supposed to have $110 million in cap space this year. Where did it all go? It went to Andrew Thomas. It went to Daniel Jones, and it went to Dexter Lawrence. That's where, and Bobby Okereke and Darren Waller. That's where it went. You cannot extrapolate the money out for the next season, because you don't know what you're doing this season. And Shane has got to get smarter. Shane has got to figure out, listen, we need to get some lower hanging fruit during free agency. Younger guys with higher upside that we can bring in, not on team friendly contracts, but competitive market value contracts. That's what you need to look at. I'm not going back to the Daniel Jones contract, but you take a look at Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is already saying we're not paying Baker Mayfield $40 million. Hell, we may not even pay him $30 million. We didn't even tag him. And this is a guy that had a better season than Daniel Jones, who, when he got his $160 million contract, threw for over 4,000 yards, 20 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and led the Tampa Bay Bucs to the playoffs. This guy that's got over 20,000 yards in his entire career, 130 touchdowns, 74 interceptions. This is a guy that has done more than Daniel Jones, but they're looking at the value of what his contract would do to the team if they gave him a long-term deal and it didn't pan out. Boy, that sounds like something that some other team did a couple years ago, but they pulled the trigger on a $160 million deal. So we have to hope that Shane is truly embracing the rebuild. It's going to suck for season ticket holders like me, and I haven't sent in my season ticket holder money yet, but it's going to suck big time, because we could be in the throes of another 2-3 win season. But Joe, if you're going to do it, if you're going to break it down, don't do it half-ass. Rip it down, tear it down, rip it off like a Band-Aid. Get this shit done. Get the franchise back on the track. You know, convince John Mayer that you need the 2025 season to get this right. But show progress. And I've said it before, and I said it when he took over. I don't care how many games we win the first couple seasons, as long as the team is showing progress. You showed progress on a 7-2 start, won 1 year, and then you won two games the remainder of the season. Yeah, you had a playoff win, but then you got blown out by a real playoff team. You then have this high expectations coming in last year, and you get destroyed at home on national television against Dallas. And the season didn't get any better from there. All I want, and I've said it before, I said it the day we hired Shane, I want to see progress. I want to see players' development. I want to see players developing. I want to see players that you can look at and say, okay, he's a player down the road. He's a player down the road. He's a player down the road. I don't want to keep seeing, well, Kayvon's good, but he's only good in spurts. Evan Neal can't find his game yet, but hopefully he does. You know, Wandale Robinson's great, but he only averages like 6 yards a catch. You know, Andrew Thomas is good, but he's always hurt. Dexter Lawrence is good, but he's on a bad team. I don't want to see that. I want to see players that we are developing. Like I said, I look at this roster right now, and I keep looking at this, and I know it's going to change, but I look at the 2024 roster, and it kind of makes me sick. It kind of physically makes me ill. Because like I said, there's out of the top 20 guys, maybe three could step in and be starters for other teams. Break it down, Joe. Blow it up, Joe. Rebuild it, Joe. Oh, we got a lot to talk about coming up in the next couple days, so make sure you stay tuned. We're also maybe have a stream besides Sunday. I haven't decided yet. And as always, this is Tim, this is our Giant Straight Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to ring that bell, because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.